Aunt Susie Brain had a very small brain, and it was very disappointing that her mother said, "You're a disappointment to your mother and father that love you so. Your mother and father that love you so." So one day the little fairies came out of the sugar plums and they said, "Little Samantha Sairy Brain, we're going to make you have a very big brain, but you have to eat lots and lots of candle wax." She said, "Candle wax?
Cute just then.
We were really cute like that. Candle wax. Don't make me.
The fairy said, "Don't worry, we're going to flavor it just like your favorite Frappe cappuccino, or your Frappuccino, or even a vanilla hazelnut cappuccino." And little Susan Sansari Brain said, "Well, I'm not too bright, but I want to know just one thing. Will it feel like home if I were to say to you, I will go down to the stream every day and collect a little beeswax from its beeswax comb?" And she did. And every day she tipped her... She decided to go out for sushi. She went to sushi, but she didn't know that sushi had a very adverse effect when mixed with candle wax. And after that, she decided to go sport fly fishing, and they say never mix sushi, candle wax, and sport fly fishing. But she did it anyway. And up came the very magical June bugs. Up they came from the deepest layers of the water. And they rose in their little bubbles, pushing out. And they were along the top of the surface of the water. And then they flew. And they flew to heights, embracing and then falling back down to the water. And little Samantha Susie Brang, not being too bright, said, "I want to be just like one of those flies. Maybe if I'm smarter, I'll know just how." So she ate more candle wax and more candle wax. She got a candle wax ice cream headache. Next time, maybe you should think about what you ask for before you ask for it. The end.